Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back with our anthem, Small Business Owners. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, still got to try. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Rich Kaden is our guest, our good friend, 13-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. He is the publisher and the writer. And
I say it again. Makes you feel even older.
I know. The publisher, the writer, the copy editor, and the headline writer over at Mullings.com. I encourage you to go there and subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. Rich, thanks again for being here. Mullings.com. Rich, there's a big election coming up in about 2 weeks, 2 weeks from tomorrow, yeah. And there are lots of stuff going on. I mean, it's the all the rep members of Congress, of the House, about a third of the members, a little more than a third of the members of the Senate, because we got some specials, some people retiring, and then there's a bunch of governors' races. There's a lot at stake here, isn't there? The House, not
oh,
so much.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things at stake. I think the only place now, as we're talking, that the Democrats are really kind of pinning their hopes on to have anything good to say 2 weeks from Wednesday on November 5th, is they'll probably pick up some governor's seats.
Really? You think they'll have a net gain of governors?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, interesting. But what
everybody else is focused on is the Senate. Of course,
yeah.
There is no conceivable mechanism whereby the Democrats can pick up control of the House of Representatives.
Right. No, that's right.
So that's the stuff.
So what do you think things are? I mean, it looks like maybe the Republicans are losing a little ground in Georgia, maybe a little bit more in Iowa. South Dakota seems to be leaking oil a little bit for the Republicans. What do you think?
No, well, all those things are possible. One of the problems you have with trying to read polls like this is to measure the Galen poll against the Blasingame poll. We have different methodologies. We're in the field at different times.
We try to have fair people. Fights on this show.
Yeah, but I mean, the point is you're really comparing not apples and oranges. You're
right.
Comparing apples and garbage can covers. They're not at all the same thing.
I'm not sure I mean, the way that came out, Rich, but go ahead.
I know. I've been practicing all morning before I got on. But on the other hand, the North Carolina race has gotten closer, and it may not be a cakewalk for Kay Hagan. But look, I've been through this a lot on both sides. I've been on the side that had the cards in their hand and the side that didn't. And my experience has been that when you have one of these elections, it may not be a wave election, but it's certainly going to be a high tide election.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into one of these, you tend to lose all the close ones. Not everyone.
Really?
You tend to lose almost all of them. And there are always some that you didn't even pay attention to. They end up biting your nails for 3 days until they do the recount, because what should have been a walkover ended up being, you know, too close to call. And the Republicans are on the right side of almost all of those.
So what is your without having said all that, what is your prediction right now for will the Republicans take the Senate enough on November 4th that we won't have to worry about Louisiana, and what's the other one that could stretch out, Kentucky?
Not Kentucky. No, Kentucky's over. I forget the other one.
There's another one that could go into January or something.
Yeah, to January. I've forgotten.
So,
I think Republicans after November 4th, shortly after that, within a couple of days, but before they come back for the lame duck session, Republicans will have won control of the
51%
Senate.
51 senators.
Yeah, or more. I mean, you may have some party changes. You don't.
But that means they'll have to get at least six, without Louisiana and whatever that other state is.
Well, that's right. But I think they can do that.
You think that's going to happen?
Well, I mean, again, going back to the beginning of this of our discussion, you look at the president sitting there at 39-40%.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats are not happy, and Republicans are interested in coming
and
out.
How much do you think? And of course, events, my dear boy, events. As the aide said to Chamberlain, I think it was. a lot could happen. There's a lot of stuff in play right now with Ebola and ISIS and things like that that could have an effect in the next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, it could, but the clock's starting to run out. I mean, the sand's running out of the hourglass. And people, such a large percentage of people who are actually going to vote, as opposed to adults, mm-hmm. have made up their mind. It's really hard to get them off their position.
One thing I have to say, and I think you probably agree with me, never underestimate the ability of the GOP to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. What do you think?
That is true. We are very good at
it's
that.
It's amazing.
We have a lot of practice.
Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We always count on him, and he continues to deliver. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.